My beloved friend, brother, disciple and child of Sri Aurobindo and the Mother, Uday has been taken to the hospital. He is their moving force behind the ashram website, which has this year done so much great work. We now have 840 downloadable books. There will be dictionaries, there are photo galleries, there are video interviews, all through his inspiration. And I dedicate this Om choir to him and ask you to offer your prayers for a moment for his health. How many are new people? Let me see your hands. New people, first time? Quite a few. So we ask that the new people listen during the first Om. We sing four, and then join us in the other three Oms. Because this is unlike any other chanting of Om. This is not actually a chanting of Om at all. It is an opening through aspiration and surrender as a collective instrument for the descent of a new music. A music not heard on earth before. And therefore, we must aspire to become aware that we are one sacred body here. Not individual pinpoints, but a vast soul gathering, soul unity that aspires for a transformative music, a music of effectuation that through the power of Om will actually help in the transformation of ourselves and of our world. So it is an hour of a deeper listening of the soul to the collective soul. And we begin with some exercises just to warm up the vocal cords. And when we do the first Om, as those of you who are new will hear, a descent takes place. I'm not a visionary, but there are visionaries amongst us who see and experience the gods joining us, Sri Aurobindo and Mother Krishna, very often coming down and being with us, hearing us. And so we want to prepare as best we can these instruments, the only ones we have, our human bodies. So we begin by humming. And if you do this always, you will never harm your voice. Mm-hmm. utilized in singing, and the most important of them is the diaphragm. Because once we've taken a breath, it's up to the diaphragm to move the air up and support the note. So when you get towards a high note, pull the diaphragm in. It will come out automatically. You don't have to push it out, you pull it in. He attributed his very beautiful, rich, and mellifluous voice to stretching the vocal cords. And he said, the best thing you can do is yawn.
Yes.
Ma. Ma. Sing ma, we can sing ma, we can sing all kinds of ahs that are not very beautiful. So we want to shape that ah, ma, as if we are saying the mother's name, ma. No. Hear some of you working with that O too, making it more and more beautiful. After all, in Savitri he says, beauty is his footprint showing us where he has passed. Oh. Now I know that O is a much more closed sound.
Good, good, good. That's the way. That's the way.
Great demonstration. Thank you. But the mouth can be opened a little more on O. Hmm? No, no.
Oh.
something we have never done before. We're going to do the same notes. And then I want you to move your voices up, down, however you feel from within. Just think of it as a prayer. I said, but Mother said she had a beautiful soul. And my friend said to me, all our souls are beautiful. One more and we begin first off. Divide the man three times. United in that sound. And there are no wrong notes. None. Only the Lord can judge our aspiration and our sincerity and our offering.
From Sri Aurobindo's Letters on Yoga. Aspiration should not be a form of desire, but the feeling of an inner soul's need and a quiet, settled will to turn towards the divine and seek the divine.
Sri Aurobindo says, "You must have delight in all things, in the spirit as well as in the body. The body has consciousness. It's God's form. When you see God in everything that is in the world, when you have the vision that all that is Brahman, that Vasudeva is all this, then you have universal delight."
Thank you. man in the world's life works out the dreams of God from savagery.
For this Om, let us extend the time for the descent to fully manifest in and through us. by the divine grace that we are privileged to come together each week. And if we can establish even the smallest portion of divine love in our hearts, collectively, the repercussions will go through the entire world.